Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Targeting APOC3 with olezarsen in moderate hypertriglyceridemia. This phase 3 trial investigated olezarsen, an N-acetylgalactosamine conjugated antisense oligonucleotide targeting apolipoprotein C3 messenger ribonucleic acid in patients with moderate hypertriglyceridemia. Results showed olezarsen significantly reduced triglyceride levels compared to placebo in patients with elevated cardiovascular risk. This suggests a potential new therapeutic avenue for managing hypertriglyceridemia and reducing cardiovascular risk. Article number 2. Apixaban for extended treatment of provoked venous thromboembolism. This single-center double-blind trial evaluated extended apixaban treatment for venous thromboembolism in patients with transient provoking factors and enduring risk factors. The study found that extended apixaban, 2.5 mg twice daily, did not significantly reduce recurrent venous thromboembolism compared to placebo after at least 3 months of anticoagulation. This indicates that routine extended apixaban use may not be warranted in this specific patient population. Article number 3. Efficacy and safety of baxdrostat in uncontrolled and resistant hypertension. This phase 3 multinational trial assessed baxdrostat, an aldosterone synthase inhibitor, in patients with uncontrolled or resistant hypertension. Baxdrostat significantly reduced seated systolic blood pressure compared to placebo, even in patients already on multiple antihypertensive medications. These findings support baxdrostat as a potential add-on therapy for resistant hypertension, targeting aldosterone dysregulation. Article number 4. High-dose influenza vaccine effectiveness against hospitalization in older adults. This pragmatic open-label randomized controlled trial in Denmark evaluated the effectiveness of high-dose influenza vaccine against hospitalization in older adults. The study demonstrated that the high-dose influenza vaccine did not significantly reduce the risk of hospitalization due to influenza compared to the standard-dose vaccine. This challenges previous assumptions about the superior effectiveness of high-dose vaccines in preventing severe influenza outcomes in the elderly. Article number 5. Mavacamten in symptomatic non-obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. This phase 3 international trial investigated mavacamten in adults with symptomatic non-obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Mavacamten significantly improved functional capacity and patient-reported health status compared to placebo in this patient group. This suggests mavacamten could be a beneficial treatment option for symptomatic non-obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, expanding its therapeutic applications. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.